thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Baseball's great charm is that the action comes in spurts, which leaves plenty of time to spin yarns, look at the girls, and make wisecracks.
Welcome to the 2024 Full Cal Chaos opening day episode. Hope everyone's doing well. What an exciting way to start the season. Went down there, Baltimore, Camden Yards down there, went to opening day. Oh boy, did I have a good time down there. Had a great time. I mean, how can you not have a good time when the Orioles win 11-3? And you're looking at a team like that. You're watching Corbin Burns pitch. You're watching the offense hit. They're going to go 162-0 and be the best team in baseball. Okay, knee-jerk reaction alert, knee-jerk reaction. But then when everything settles down, everything calms down, my thoughts, they're going to be the best team in baseball and go 162-0. I mean, you just get excited. You know, I'm watching the Orioles play the Angels right now. It's they're up. Gunnar Henderson hitting home runs and getting base hits. And, oh, my God, Grayson Rodriguez throwing 99 on the black. Are you kidding? There's a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Some things that came up right before opening day that not all fans agreed with. Obviously, talk about that. FullCountChaos@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. How did your opening day go? Did you go to opening day? Were you at Camden Yards? Did you hang out at Pickles? What did you do and how'd it go? Did you call out of work? Did you tell your spouse, look, I understand it's our anniversary, but you do understand it's opening day. Like, you know, if you want to go get brunch, I'll go get some brunch. I'll tell you I love you. I'll give you a card. But we got Orioles to watch. Want to hear all about it? Again, FullCountChaos@gmail.com. Hit me up on X @FullCountChaos. Of course, I do want to throw my thoughts and prayers. I know it's a cliche. Sometimes it seems like people roll their eyes with thoughts and prayers. But that's all you can really give at this point, pertaining to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Horrifying, just brutal, awful situation that went down with the bridge at, what was it, 1:30 in the morning. My wife, we live right near the bridge, and she heard it. I didn't. I was sound asleep, but it was one of those sounds where she's like, what the hell was that? And you're not thinking, was that the bridge that collapsed? Like, of course you don't know. She goes back to sleep. Of course, in the morning we find out, but oh my God, it's just horrifying. It's just one of those situations where you're just sitting there staring at the TV and all. It's like a dream. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Again, I'm not trying to get wrapped up in a lot of these conspiracy theories. One of my good buddies that I went down to the game with, very smart guy. I trust him. I've known him for 20 years. He was throwing some facts and situation articles that he was reading and hearing about. And you just hope to God this wasn't something that was planned and did on purpose. But that's a whole nother podcast, a whole nother episode. But again, thoughts and prayers to everyone involved. And I want to give a shout out. There's a gentleman by the name of Clayton that wrote into the show from New Zealand. He says, hi, Nate, big fan of the pod and the O's from New Zealand. He said, just wanted to say thoughts and prayers to all those involved in the bridge collapse, a real tragedy. He says, hope all is well. An Orioles fan from New Zealand. I'd love to get more into that of, you know, the story behind becoming an Orioles fan all the way up New Zealand. But I love getting in contact, hearing from fans outside, not only outside of the state, I mean, outside of the country. But, you know, I sent a nice email back to Clayton. I appreciate you thinking of us like that. That was really kind of him. So Clayton from New Zealand, hope to hear from you again. Love to hear your story. But yeah, again, thoughts and prayers to everyone involved in the bridge. That's just terrible, terrible news. So anyway, look, we've got opening day. It's a big week. The Orioles is like one of the best teams getting put together that I've seen in my life. Well, there's some teams in the 90s, late 80s that you could possibly have an argument that that's also one of the best teams that the Orioles have ever put together. But basically, you get my point. Lately, from what we've been watching for a very, very long time, this team that's coming out in 2024, my God. Again, one of the best teams in baseball. Not a knee-jerk reaction. But opening day had a blast. 11-3 win. Rain held up. I was concerned. A lot of us were upset. Being like, man, we're going to be down there. It's going to be raining. Why don't you just cancel the game? Friday was beautiful. And I understand they're looking at the game. They're not thinking, well, we got to have these Baltimore fans have a very nice, beautiful day to drink and party. They're just looking at the game. And I was telling all our friends, I was getting texts like, what the fuck? Why are they not canceling the party? We can't drink and have fun at 10 in the morning when it's raining. And I'm going, well, they're looking at the game. They're not looking at the pregame party. But it held off. The rain held off. I did wear warm gear. And then, again, my buddy who I went with, he made sure he called up. He made sure, hey, you're not wearing your short shorts this year.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
I had a sweatshirt, jeans. I had my Orioles snow hat just in case it got a little cold. I was prepared this time because last year, like I said, just froze my little gonads off. I mean, they couldn't get any smaller, but my God, how cold I was, they did. They got smaller. Mullen, Santander with the big home run hitters. You know, of course, everyone had their money on, you know, Mountcastle, maybe Gunnar Henderson. Nah, little Mullins, and not a big surprise, Santander. Man, he crushed it. I was out getting a fucking hot dog, of course. Looked up at the TV. He's like 15 rows back, left field. Santander says, I'm not worried about that wall. But he said after the game, it's fun to be back. Doing it in front of the fans. It was awesome. So they're all having fun. We're having fun watching Santander pick up right where he left off. Didn't have the best spring training, but he's hitting base hits now. You know, it's Saturday. I'm watching the game right now as it's playing. He's getting base hits, and he's looking good out in right field. I always say every year, I'm always worried about how, you know, he doesn't have that get up. But, man, some plays you see him out in right field, and you're like, the guy's got some wheels. Speaking of awesome, we were all over the place, you know, walking here, walking there. Definitely got a good workout. You know, opening day, you just kind of just travel around the stadium, stop by, say hi to some friends here and there. But we're at Pickles. They were handing out all these drinks and beers and shots. And I thought it was just, hey, part of the party. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's hand out some free drinks. But I heard later that Rubenstein came in and bought a round for everybody. That's why they were passing around all those drinks. What was it? Fireball that came my way. I said, no, thank you. I am still having trouble from 6 years ago. I know I've talked about it on here from the hangover I've had of Fireball. I just can't do it. It's one of those. It's like now sushi. I used to eat it all the time and I got a terrible food poisoning from sushi about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. I just can't do it anymore now. But that was cool. Rubenstein walking around buying rounds for everybody out there partying at Pickles. By the way, did anyone notice when they were doing the orange carpet, introducing all the players? Did anyone else notice that Gunnar Henderson, when he was the first player to come out, he walks out like a WWE wrestler? Did anyone notice that? He just kind of does that swagger where he just pauses for a moment and looks around. I don't know. Maybe I could have been seeing things, but it looks like he did a full 180 or a 360. Would that be a 180 or 360? Come on, Nate. Going back to middle school or elementary school math. He just did a full spin, and he's looking around, and you're like, all right. You know, getting the crowd pumped up. I thought that was neat. Don't know if anyone else noticed it, but my God, boy, do they introduce everybody. I mean, they introduce anybody and everybody who's involved in the Orioles. It's like, holy hell. Look, I know they always do that. It's nothing new, but it just feels like 15, 20 years ago, they'd bring out the Orioles, play ball, let's go.
Play ball!
Now it's like, all right, introducing the janitors of Camden Yards. This guy's been around for 10 years, and boy, can he clean a toilet. It's like, wait a minute, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? They were introducing the guys from 105.7, and I don't know, whatever. Shut up, Nate. You're just being negative. You're raining on the party. It was nice to see all those people. Okay, I just was sitting there, and I lean to my buddy. I probably do this every year. I'm like, I don't remember them introducing all these people. But again, I go to opening day all the time, and whatever. Anyway, so the Orioles win 11-3. You're watching Corbin Burns pitch, and I'm sitting there watching him pitch. I'm like, this is the greatest pitcher on the Orioles that I've ever witnessed. And you could just feel the electric. You're watching one of the best pitchers in the league, and you knew it. And of course, Mike Trout hits a home run in the first inning. Just, of course, that fucking guy. Oh, Mike Trout. But other than that, I mean, Corbin Burns, 12th pitcher in Orioles history to record 11 strikeouts without issuing a walk in a game. You knew watching him. And by the way, on that list, you got Jim Palmer, Mike Flanagan, Mike Mussina. Again, Mike Mussina was it. Mike Mussina was the only pitcher that I remember watching where I'm just going, we are watching one of the greatest. I'm talking starters. I mean, I'm not talking like closers, like, you know, watching Zach Britton throw a 98 sinker. I'm talking about starting pitchers for the Orioles, who's an ace pitcher that you're sitting there going, holy hell, we get to watch this guy all season. So I'm sitting there in the stadium watching him just like, this is incredible. We were through four innings and I'm looking at my phone. I'm one of the guys, do you do this, by the way, when you're watching the game at Camden Yards, if it's, you think it's a ball or a strike, you go on that app and you're like, oh, bullshit. That was absolutely a strike. And you go on your radar. I think everybody does that. I feel like I do. I've been doing that more and more. I'm finding myself. I just, you know me, I can't stand the umpires. I always talk about the umps and how bad they are. But anyway, as I'm going on my app, I'm looking, I'm like, holy shit, it's through four innings. I turn to my buddy. I'm like, the Angels are 1-for-13 with 7 strikeouts, and we're only through 4 innings. I mean, Burns is the only pitcher in MLB history to allow just one hit while striking out at least 10 batters and not issuing a walk on opening day. The only Orioles pitcher to strike out as many on opening day as Burns did on Thursday is Mike Mussina, 1998, and Dave McNally, 1970. The only other pitcher in Orioles history to throw 6-plus innings on opening day and allow no more than one hit is, of course, John Means in 2021. He's just so much fun to watch pitch. And I know I couldn't see Jackson Holliday there, but hey, I got to watch Corbin Burns throw a hell of a game. So opening day, he was in the top 3 best pitchers, of course. I mean, when you see his stats after the game, and you hear that, oh my God, Gunnar Henderson just got another base hit. Is he going to turn it into a double? Is he going to turn it into a triple? Oh my God. You know, I always try not to watch an Oriole game as I'm doing a podcast because I get so distracted. It's like when I have guests on, when they call in, a lot of times the Orioles will be playing. I listen back to the episodes. I'm like, I was so distracted. Gunnar Henderson just hit a triple. So he had a home run, a single, and a triple. That's it. I think he's going for the cycle. He hits a double. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, back to Corbin Burns. This team's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And we'll talk about this game and the rest of the week coming up here. If they're winning currently 9-1, it's a 6th inning. Look, the Angels are not going to be a very good team this year. And I know everyone's doing hashtag let Mike Trout go. The Angels are not going to be good. And the Orioles, I thought I was proud of Camden Yards when they gave Hicks a standing ovation. Because we're not like the tasteless turds over there in the Bronx when they booed Aaron Hicks. Top 3 pitchers during opening day. Corbin Burns, 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 11 Ks. Shane Bieber, 6 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 11 Ks. But he had a walk. My man Corbin Burns didn't. And then you got Pablo Lopez, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 7 Ks, no walks. Oh, it's so good. Jackson Holliday, I was very upset for a number of reasons. Number one, the top reason why I wanted Jackson Holliday to be on the team, I wanted to be at Camden Yards and watch him play. I wanted to see Corbin Burns pitch and Jackson Holliday bat. And when I heard Jackson Holliday didn't make the opening day roster, look, any way you slice and dice it, it's bullshit. Just old-fashioned manipulating service. It is service time. It is. And by rules, Mike Elias, of course, can't admit it. No one's ever going to admit that, but that's exactly what it is. Let's worry about 2030. And I'm not just saying that because we're fans who want to see a new shiny toy. He's probably the best player on the Orioles right now. He needs to work on left-handed pitchers. The fucking guy crushed a bomb off a left-handed pitcher his first at-bat with the Tides. And then was one hit away from hitting for the cycle that day. He goes 3-for-5 with 2 runs and 4 RBIs. Get the fuck out. And the fans on X, and yes, this is going to be a little insulting, and I apologize. Look, it's more than I'm angry about Jackson Holliday, but I really couldn't stand the fans out there who, I guess some try to, you know, seem like they know more than the average fan, and they're level-headed fans, and, oh yeah, no, I like this move. He, you know, give him some more time down there, give him some more at-bats against left-handed pitchers. I'm sorry, but the talent down in AAA compared to what a freak Jackson Holliday is, forget about it. He belongs in the majors, and I understand he made a bad error at second base the other day with the Tide. So what? He's going to probably make that mistake when he comes up in the majors, but he'll work on it. Jackson Holliday is a pitcher that will get better, and if he fucks up like that, like through a bad error the other day, he will work on it, and he'll fix it. Did Santander just hit another home run? Oh my God, he sure did. Fucking guy, this fucking team. Oh my God. What is it now? 11-1? Is it 12-1? Was there two guys on base? Doing a podcast or watching. I always thought I should do a it's 12-1. Santander, you son of a bitch. That's why I try not to, you know, we try not to react too much about spring training. He was a guy, one of those guys where you're like, oh boy, hope he doesn't roll this over into the season. But I've always wanted to do a live show during a game just to have fun, you know, because, my God, I've done plenty of podcast episodes and had people call in and we're watching the game in the background and we just start commenting. I think that'd be fun, just doing a live feed, watching the game, everybody else getting involved. I think it would be a good time. But holy hell, 12-1. And I said, sitting in the stands when they won 11-3 as we're walking out, I said, watch, that, you know, these are the games when the Orioles, the next 3 or 4 games, they score a combined 7 runs. You know what I mean? It's always like, hey, that cliche saying, save some runs for tomorrow. Fuck that. This lineup? Like, you kidding? So far as I'm recording this podcast, 23 runs, and they haven't even played 2 full games. Get the hell out of here. And this isn't even the best lineup we're going to be watching in 2024. Again, Jackson Holliday, who should be up. I don't care what anybody says he has to work on. I mean, how poetic was it? You know, the rumor is, well, he needs to work on some left-handed pitching, which, again, he hit some bombs down in spring training against the left-handed pitcher, but whatever. Starts off a season in AAA. Hey, let us know how he does against these left-handed, but boom! Home run, Jackson Holliday. Just fucking manipulating the service time. Oh no, we just want to get him some at-bat. Why? He's the best player on the Orioles team right now, except maybe Gunner, but whatever. You get my point. He comes up here and works on whatever he needs to work on. He'll just keep getting better and better. So that really pissed me off. I don't care what the fans were saying. Well, I think it's a good idea because that's what I heard and read when anyone started the sentence like that. I didn't want to hear any more. The guy should have been on the opening day roster, period. But we will see him. I know. Nate, calm down. We'll see Jackson Holliday. He's coming up. I want him now. I want that new shiny toy now. I want to play with him. But yeah, 12-1 Orioles winning right now. 11-3 win against opening day. I just want to hear all about it. I want to know how your opening day is. Just the opening day episode. I mean, Cedric Mullins, he gets a home run. I didn't expect that. I wouldn't have put the money on that. I hope the guy does well. Of course, we're always rooting for Cedric Mullins. You know, it's so funny. People really sink into what you say. I said right before the season started, look, if Cedric Mullins wasn't on this team tomorrow, I would lose no sleep. As soon as he hits a home run, boy, I'm getting texts left and right. I love Seti. But yeah, Seti hitting a long shot out to center field. That was fun to watch. Then after a home run, you look forward to the fireworks, to the music pumping. But the sound system was complete ass opening day. Some people were saying, oh, that's how it's always been. But I don't remember it being that shitty during a game. Look, you have all season to prepare for these games. And that's the sound quality that you're putting out in opening day. And I know the discussion has been, oh, the Camden Yards are going to update their sound system. Well, do it. Because opening day was terrible. And I heard Jim Palmer even made comments. I've always said, I love Palmer. He just doesn't care anymore. He doesn't care about hurting anyone's feelings when he's calling games. He's at that age. I don't care if you get offended or you get upset what I say. Who cares? You could barely hear the national anthem. I mean, anything over the speakers, you couldn't hear anything. And it's a real shame. Hopefully they get it fixed. But people telling me, oh, no, it's always been like that. No, it hasn't been that bad. Come on. But moving on to Saturdays, I'm sitting here watching the game, and then the game's getting wrapped up. 9 runs before recording an out in the 6th inning. They sent up 9 batters without recording one single out. I mean, everyone's just having fun playing backyard baseball. The Orioles scored 6 runs per game in spring training. So you knew there were going to be some runs that were going to be scored here this season. Everybody was having a game. You got Austin Hayes, RBI single. You got Cedric Mullins, 1-run double. Jordan Westberg joined in on the fun, 2-run single. Gunnar Henderson, 2-run triple. Gunnar Henderson. Oh, boy. You know, he received his 2023 Silver Slugger Award at the beginning of the game along with Rutschman. Gunnar went 3-for-4 with a bomb. Now, his triple that he hit, 111 miles an hour off the bat. The single that he hit earlier, 110 miles per hour. And again, it's just scary knowing that this guy's going to get better and better, stronger. This isn't even the best lineup that we're seeing for the Orioles right now. Mainly talking about Jackson Holliday once he comes up. He's just having a field day down in spring training. Continues to hit these left-handed pitchers. Almost again hitting for the cycle. Come on. I'm so tired of talking about why Jackson Holliday deserves to come up. But I felt bad for Mountie on Saturday. Look, ever since the wall got pushed back, he seems to always be missing home runs by like a foot, 2 feet. On Saturday, he missed a home run by, it looked like a foot. Just a foot higher, and he has a home run. And you can see the look on Ryan's face. He's just like, are you kidding? Here we go again. The fucking wall. It's so funny. The Orioles are just the 8th team in MLB history to score 11-plus runs in each of their 2 games of the season. And their 24 total runs so far are the 2nd most in club history over the same span. Just one short of the 06 Orioles who scored 25 in 2 games. We know how that season ended. But Grayson Rodriguez, he was one of the players that I was looking forward to the most coming out this season. He was the guy that I want to keep an eye on and see how well he does, because we know last year in the beginning of the season, he didn't do too well, got sent down, then he came back and he just completely was kicking ass and taking names. And of course, we were all hoping that that would roll over into the 2024 season. Well, threw a hell of a game. Again, the Saturday game getting wrapped up. He was touching 99 miles per hour on the black with movement. I was watching. I'm like, these batters have no fucking chance. If Grayson can continue to throw that 99 ball movement on the black with his changeup, there's no way. Allowed 1 run, 4 hits, 1 walk, combined of 84 pitches. Now, speaking about his changeup, matching up with his fastball, I mean, that's going to make any batter look like a complete ass. 13 miles per hour slower than his fastball. So when that pitch was working, and it was working most of the day, that was making batters look absolutely silly. And that was the best pitch of the day for him. Of course, you know, anyone can throw almost 100 mile an hour fastball movement. People are going to say, oh, that's his best pitch. But that everybody always wants an out pitch. You always look for that pitcher, 0-2, 1-2, whatever the count is, to get that out pitch. And that changeup was exactly what he was using to get those batters strike three. And Aaron Hicks, poor guy. Grayson was just ringing him up, throwing heat. And it looked like Hicks was just sitting on a fastball. And when Grayson threw that nasty changeup, Hicks almost just flew right out of his shoes. And after he swung, he just had this look like, what the fuck just happened? I think he even looked back at Grayson and was like, what the hell was that? Oh, man. Grayson just having a great game. Check this out. Corbin Burnes and Grayson Rodriguez are the first pair of Orioles starters in franchise history to open a season with consecutive starts of 6-plus innings pitched, one run or fewer allowed, and 8-plus strikeouts. So knowing those guys are going to be going back-to-back days throughout the season, heaven forbid any injuries or anything like that, holy hell, this is going to be fun. So far, we've just seen offense, great defense, great pitching. The bullpen, still a little shaky. Still makes me nervous. To end the game on Saturday, it's a little shaky. Perez went out with an injury, unfortunately, so hopefully that works out. But again, just like spring training, this is all we have to judge on. This is our knee-jerk reaction. First two games of the season, holy shit. I was asked, would you rather have the Orioles get hot in April or hot towards the end? I think they're going to be hot the entire season. Yes, we're going to hit some speed bumps, but I don't think there's a difference. The games you lose in April can screw you up at the end of the season as well. It all matters. I don't think there's a difference. Of course, you know the saying, you want to get hot at the right time. I understand, you know, going into the playoffs, you don't want to all of a sudden just get cold. You can't score runs. But I just think throughout the season, these guys are going to have a lot of hot streaks with winning. Again, it's baseball. It's a long season. I mean, there's going to be some weeks where we're going to be like, holy hell, what happened to this team? There's going to be people saying, get rid of Brandon Hot. You know, it's just the same old season. Every season, we're going to go through the ups and downs that we go through every year. As good as this team is, yes, of course, they are going to have some games where you're just like, boy, did they shit the bed. But I think Elias needs to figure out and work on getting an extra arm in the bullpen. If Dylan Tate can continue to come out and shine and do well and pitch like we know he can, that'll help. Hopefully Bradish comes back. It always, again, makes me nervous no matter what kind of injury the pitcher's dealing with the elbow and arm. It just scares the hell out of me. So hopefully, you know, Bradish, Corbin, Grayson all in one lineup. It's going to be fun if Dean Kramer can figure his shit out and become the pitcher that we all thought he was going to be when he first came up. Hopefully he can get his shit together. These guys are just going to be on a hot streak, and it's going to be fun. And I want to hear all about it, your thoughts. I want to hear about your opening day. FullCountChaos@gmail.com. There's so much that we're going to be going over in the next few weeks. Of course, getting some guests coming on. And hell, maybe I will do a live feed during one of the games. I think that'll be fun. Just shoot the shit with you guys and comment and maybe Negative Nate will come out in a few innings if the game we're watching, the Orioles start shitting the bed. But again, always want to hear from you. Hit me up on X at Full Count Chaos and shoot me an email anytime, anything that's on your mind. FullCountChaos@gmail.com. Till next time, see ya.